excited to be here. I don't know how to start, but I just want to, you know, first just share something that God's on my heart, that God put on my heart. And one of the things, the vision that God has given us as a ministry is to build altars, you know, build altars of worship. And something about, you know, I've been learning about what is an altar and what does it do in our life. Building an altar of praise, building an altar of worship. Three things that, you know, we need to understand when we build an altar of praise. Whether it's the house of prayer, whether it's our personal time. But I believe even personally we are called to build altars of praise. Altars of worship, all right? Three things. And the first thing is that what happens is worship happens. Two, sacrifice happens. And three, a new beginning happens. Like, because when you do the first thing, that is worship, listen to me, worship is something that you give out. All right? The first thing. Sacrifice is something that you give up. So worship happens, sacrifice happens. With every worship, sacrifice happens. David said, I will not offer the Lord that cost me nothing. If you, you know, if you and me, we just come, lift our hands and say, God, all right, I'm happy, you're happy, I'm happy, you know. Come on. With every worship, sacrifice happens. And with every sacrifice, there is a new beginning. Look into the life of Abraham. It says, if you look into his life, something I'm really amazed is that wherever Abraham stepped into, wherever he pitched his tent, he did this. He built an altar, he pitched his tent, and he built an altar. Come on. You look, you know, all throughout his life, you know, you read in Genesis, he pitched his tent, and the second priority in his life was, Lord, I'm building you an altar. Wow. That was something that God just, you know, shook me. And he said, you know why, Ray? The eagle excels in the air. Dolphins excel in water. A lion or a cheetah excels in land. But God excels in your praises. God excels. God becomes God. It's not that, you know, he doesn't or he isn't, but he just begins to show off. I always tell my team, you know, the moment you start showing off, God shows up. But you show up, he shows off. And I believe if you look in life, every place that you went, I'm so excited. It's like, wow. What is it in Abraham that he kept on doing this? He pitched his tent. He built an altar. He waited over 100 years for a promise. Could you imagine if God would have told you your answer? Well, I will answer you in 2036. Would you keep on praying? Would you keep on pressing in? Would you just wait? Is it 2036? 2035, December 31st. Ah, this is the year. No, come on. You know, that's what we see in Abraham. Everywhere he went, you know, he had a concern. People looking in his life were saying, hey, man, you're doing so much. You're doing so much great things. This, you know, when I look into the life of Abraham, it's, you know, it just reminds me of ourselves, like as a family. You know, we had our little boy after 7 years. And every year, you know, when we used to go and minister in places, people would ask me, hey, what about children, man? I mean, you pray, you minister, you worship, you do all this. And I always wondered what connection all this had, you know, with having children. But God, in his time, oh, he began, you know, this is my story. My dad was a pastor. And I remember my brothers here. He can approve of this. You know, I went into this state to study. You know, I want to do my physiotherapy. And I was like, God, you know, I hated that. But anyway, you know, I just wanted to do it. And then it was so hard for me. You know why? My dad was a pastor. And every time you ask God, Dad, I need money for my fees. He said, you got to believe. I was like, that's not my job. You got to do that. And I got so frustrated that, you know, there were times that I was thrown out of college because I couldn't pay my fees. This threw me out of college. And I used to sit at home and I was like, God, what is this? Why is this happening to me? But something beautiful happened in my life. During those times, I remember, you know, there were times that over 16 days, I was not given food. Now you look at me, it doesn't seem so. But during that time, 16 days, my friends used to, you know, they used to come and sit in front of me, eat, and they, you know, they would give the waste to the dogs. And they were like, man, we're not giving you food because you're not paying. You're not paying your bills. And I would be angry at God. I would be angry at my parents for being pastors and missionaries. But God just taught me to do something. You know, he said, Ray, I want you to pick up the guitar. And I used to take this old guitar that I had, and I used to sit in the terrace, you know, above, and I just keep on singing this song. I just knew this song, He is my everything. He is my all. I kept on singing it again and again. I didn't know what worship was. I didn't know what to be led was. But something began to happen in me. Something. This hunger for food began to translate into a hunger for His presence. Oh, that something just changed me. And I've never learned how to worship. I mean, I didn't know how to play. I just knew three chords. And I said, God, I have this with me. I'm giving it back to you. You know, the Bible says, if you look into the Bible, anything that is broken will multiply. The little boy, he gave a few loaves of bread and fish. And he said, Jesus, this is my tiffin. This is my lunchbox. Jesus took it. He blessed it. He broke it. And it multiplied. Woo! Look at the life of Jesus. Oh, I'm excited. You know, even today, over 2,000 years later, we still talk about that kid. You know why? Because he allowed it to be broken. If you want your vision, your dream, to surpass your grave, allow it to be broken. Because it will. Jesus. I just had a dream, you know. These were all just dreams like years back. I never even thought about ministry. I hated ministry. I hated ministers of God. I hated pastors. And I hated my dad for everything. But God began to put this hunger for his presence. You know, and he told me, Ray, you know, and I was so excited. We went to Nigeria. We were there for 4 or 5 months, me and my wife. You know, we went into that city with less than $50 in our hands. And we said, God, what are we going to do in this city? We don't even have a place to stay. The church provided a place to stay. We began to believe. You know this prayer? Give us this day our daily bread. It made sense there. You know, because you had to pray it every day. And God began to teach me faith. And he said, with faith, he taught me how to give. all. And he told me this. He said, Ray, I want you to empower, to raise up worshipers. Not worship leaders, but lead worshipers. And he said, first, you cannot take the people to a place where you haven't gone. Come. There my journey started. I said, Lord, I'm coming after you. It doesn't matter, Lord, what people say. It doesn't matter what I have in my hands. You know, like I said before, till now I had a voice. I had a few chords, but I threw it down like Moses. And from the moment God picked it up, it became God's chords. It became God's vision. It became God's dream. It became God's altar. Wow. It just changed my life. And, you know, this was a dream, you know, that God put in my heart to have a place in India. You know, there's a place yet today in India that is having worship 6 days a week. I was like, God, I don't think so we can do it. We don't have the money. We don't have the people. We don't have the strength to even to believe. And I was just sharing with Pastor and the family. I was saying, you know, I'm saying this again. I don't know why I'm led to. You know, the moment God put this vision and he said, Ray, I want you to find me a place. I want to rest in this city. I want to dwell in this city. And I said, Lord, there are churches there. Like, we have about 950 churches just around our prayer house. I said, God, why one more? And he said, I want to be comfortable. I want to dwell. I want to rest. Are you ready for it? And I said, God, you always speak the most difficult things. You never say easy things, you know. And that's how you are. So it's fine. I'm ready. But I never imagined, you know, this step of faith to be like this. I said, yes. I told my team and I told my wife. I said, Benzi, my wife's name is Benzi. I said, we're going to do this. And the night as I was sleeping, I started calculating. I was like, oh, what did I say? Man, what about the finance? How? And I saw this place. It's about 6,000 square feet. And I said, Lord, I think this is good enough for you to be comfortable. You know, 6,000 square feet is good enough. And God said, take it. And I had like less than $50 with my hands. I said, I went to the owner and I told him. He was a Hindu. He said, why are you taking a 6,000 square feet? I said, I'm taking a 6,000 square feet for God, not for me. And he was like, what? Why do you do this for God? Why do you have to spend money? I said, it will not make sense to you. But you know, he just allowed, he gave us the place. We needed over $35,000 to completely soundproof that room, get our equipments. We still need a lot, but during that time, over $35,000. And I said, God, I think I'm going to die. I'll die. And there were times, you know, I didn't want to lie to the contractor. So I would take my car and I would go to the airport about 38 kilometers and just sit in the airport. So when they would ask me, hey, where are you? I said, I'm at the airport. I am at the airport. I didn't want to lie. I used to just sit there, have a coffee and say, God, I cannot take this. And I used to do that almost like every week, at least twice or thrice. I said, God, you know, I'm having too many coffees. You need to do a miracle soon. And, you know, God said this. He said, you build my house, I will build yours. Oh, man, I didn't believe that word. You build my house and I will build yours. It was in the same time. It was in the same time that we had to move out from our place, the place that we stayed. And, you know, we found this small, you know, little flat. It was about $350, you know, $350. I'm trying to do a little calculation with Indian rupees. So just give me about $350, I think, a month. And I said, God, that's too much for us. We have this. We have the prayer hall, which is about $90,000. Who knows electricity, you know. Oh, God. You know, I just started calculating. He said, you build my house, Ray, I will build yours. I said, God, all right. And I kept on doing it. And a week after, not even a week, I believe, after I moved into this place, a friend called me and he said, Ray, as a family, we've been praying and we've been, God is just putting this in our hearts for the last few nights and it's been very strong. We want to take care of your rent from today. I have been staying there for the last 11 months. I have not paid my rent. My friend pays it for me. Somebody is paying my bill. I'm just encouraging you this evening. You know, there are steps. You know, there are things that God is asking you. Like Abraham, he stepped out, but he knew all that he had with him was a promise that he will have a son. But he stepped out. He didn't forget. Everywhere he stepped in, he built an altar of praise. He said, God, I thank you. Every night he looked into the stars and said, Lord, when? And the stars began to speak to him and say, this is how your generation will look like. In the morning he used to walk, you know, over the sand and say, God, when? And the dust used to prophesy to him, this is how your generation will be. Oh my. Night and day God began to speak to him. And this is where we are right now. We in less than 17 days money started coming in. I couldn't handle some of the things. There were people that, you know, sold stuff and gave the money. And before they used to leave, they used to just cry. And I was like, God, are they crying because they sold it? Because if that, I'm going to cry too. Because God said, no. You know, they're not crying for that. They're crying because, you know, you gave them an opportunity to build my house. You gave them an opportunity to build. Oh, my God. In less than 17 days, I'm not joking, 17 days, over $35,000 came in India. And God completed that prayer room. Oh, we've soundproofed 3,300 square feet. Oh, God was so beautiful. In everything there was a miracle. You know why I'm sharing this is because God told me like this. He said, Ray, your one step of faith can draw out a generation. Your one step of faith can draw a generation. Wow. Build an altar of praise. Because what that does is, first, as I said, worship arises, a sacrifice happens, and then third, there is a new beginning. And tonight I want to release that even over your lives. God has been faithful in our lives till today. There are times, you know, you feel you're all alone. You know, you don't have anybody to speak to. You know, even right now, every month for the last 11 months, we are paying over $2,000 every month. You know, for the prayer house. You know, we scratch our heads and sit there every day and ask God, how? When? But I'm telling you, the last 11 months, you know, he's been faithful. He's been faithful. Step out. If there's something that God, your resources shouldn't say what you should do for God. I always say this. Step out with what you have. Step out with the little that you have. God will increase it. Because if it is broken in the presence of God, it will multiply. It will multiply. I'm telling you. And I thought the story was over, you know, when this happened. And God said, Middle East, it's time for the Middle East. I said, God, I don't want to believe for that too. He said, no, we're going to pray for the Middle East. Last 2 months back, I was in Kuwait and we started a small house of prayer in Kuwait. Over 30 people meet every Thursday, you know, believing. We're praying about Bahrain. We're praying about, you know, Dubai. We're praying, you know, our call is for nations. I call as nations. And I want to encourage you, don't feel bad. Somebody told me like this. You know when you will have a good testimony? When God tests your money. Test thy money. I was like, it's true, right? When God began to test what we have, it's so difficult for us. You know, sometimes we begin to reason out to God. To God. We reason out to God. Wow. To God, telling him, you know, this is how we do mathematics. This is how we bring things together. This is how things, you know, plan and happen, you know, in this world. And God's like, huh? What are you talking about? So we're trying to tell God how to do things. But God's all excited, you know. He's like, he knows we make. I'm telling you, I made a lot of mistakes. I fell. There were times, you know, there were times in between, I think last October, we had over 20, 25 in our team. Over 15 of them left the team. It was in a time, it was, you know, because we had to take a very strong doctrinal stand, and we just took it. God said, you know, this is not your house, it is mine. And we lost a lot of young people, but I'm still happy. You know why? Because God is on our side. You know, even today I'm telling you, there are times sometimes you know that, you know, that without God, it's not possible. I'm telling you, as a family, we're just experiencing his love, you know. And I believe, you know, even as we did this house of prayer, God said, no, you're not going to stop. Well, I want one in the north of India. I want you to take it there. I said, God, I'll have a heart attack before 40, you know. And I'm excited that God doesn't stop. You know, that's the thing about God, that your dreams of today, of tomorrow, are bigger than today's, because he is God. Through every moment you look at him, he gets bigger. He gets bigger. Your dream gets bigger. Oh, wow. I'm excited. When I get a cordless mic, I get excited. I'm sorry. Oh, I love God. I love God. I'm telling you, I told Lord, even if I can't even stand, I will sit. If I can't sit, I will crawl. But I will not give up. I will not give up. You know why? Because loving God for me is not an obligation. He is my source. He is everything. I can't think of a moment in my life where I could just say, wow, without God. Everything that I have, everything that you know, that God's blessed me with, everything. What I wear, you know, what I wear today, what I play, the instruments, what we have there, everything is just God's goodness. You know, once I remember I was so upset and I was like, God, it's getting too hard for me. I sat in that building and the building began to speak to me. You know, we have tiles like this. The tiles began to speak and said, hey, you know where we are from? We are from this part of India. The carpet began to speak to me, said, we are from this part of India. You know, God brought us from different parts of India into this city. You know why? Because I dwell here. And I said, why can't you just believe in me? Why do you have to give up? You know, from that moment, I'm telling you, there are moments, it's not easy. We're not a church, so we don't get tight. We get tight sometimes, but we don't get tight. So we have a hard time sometimes, but you know, trusting in God. Wow. This walk of faith is so beautiful. Abraham walked it for over 100 years. He just had a promise. God told him, you will have a son. That did not stop him from building an altar. everywhere he stepped in, he built an altar of praise. That's what, you know, I believe that you should, because if you don't learn to build an altar of praise and worship, you know, in your good times, you cannot do that in your bad times. Build an altar of praise when everything around you is fine. And then when everything is going down, automatically you will begin to build one. Tonight, this is all I want to share. I want you to pray for us. Believe with us. It's one of the, I mean, I always say this, it's like you're walking on a tightrope. It's hard. It's not easy. It's challenging. But the number of lives that are coming. I remember one guy came in, you know, a drug addict. He walked into the place and somebody told him, hey, if you go to that place, you can get high. So this guy comes one evening and he comes and he's like all blown and he looks at me, he's saying, somebody told me you get high in this place. I was like, all right. I said, can you wait for 15 minutes? Because it was about 7:15, 7:30, worship starts. So I said, you know, why don't you just wait there for 15 minutes? And he is a Hindu boy. You know, he was like just doing drugs for the last 5 years, you know. And you look at him, you know, his name should have been drugs. You know, he's so bad, you know. And he was just sitting over there. And I remember, you know, God just told me to release this song. You know, the more I seek you, the more I love you, the more I love you, the more I find you. That song. I just began to release that song. And somewhere down, I saw him kneeling. Nobody told him. And he began to cry. And a few of our team members ran to him and said, oh my God, this guy must be high. And he said, I want Jesus. Oh, you get, yeah. And today he's going to a church out there. He's part of a worship team. We have so many kids that have been influenced. Like, we have a lot of pastors' kids who ran away, who've backslided, who into drugs. You know, they've been coming there every day. I'm literally every 7:30, 6 days a week. I know people that have been coming there 6 days a week for the last 6-7 months. Every day. 2 hours for him. I look at their lives and, you know, they just encourage us to just go on. God's, let me, you know, really urge you, you know, God's given you the facility. God's given you the resources. You know, walk, build an altar. Build an altar of praise, you know, in your bad times, in your good times. I believe that's what God wants in our lives. We're so in the search of higher and higher things that we are losing on our basics. We want revelation, that's good. We want the prophetic, that is good. You know, I love all of that. I love the prophetic. I always say this, you know, that never be led by the prophetic, be led by the Holy Spirit. Tonight, I want to urge you. Can we stand together tonight? You know, I want to urge you tonight to believe. You want to know more about what we do, our ministry? We have a brochure out there. You know, you can just go to our website, you know. But tonight, I want you to look into your lives. You know, God's given you everything. He's given you the resources. He's given you the facility. He's given you the money. He's given you the time. He's given you everything. What are you doing with it? What are you doing? Like Abraham, can you do this? That every moment that you walk into a place, the first thing that arises is thanksgiving. An altar of praise and worship. Can you do that? Can you be a person that will not just speak, but live the gospel? That's what he's looking for tonight. Come on, I just want, you know, the worship team to just come and, you know, join me. Just for a moment, I want you to just lift up your hands if you're saying, God, I'm here, I'm ready. I'm ready. I want to build. I want to be building altars of worship and praise. No matter how I feel, no matter what it looks like, no matter what my circumstances, maybe you just have a promise. You just have a promise, just like Abraham. Oh. But he's asking you, are you ready to build an altar of praise and worship? Are you ready to declare that God is God over your situation? Are you ready to believe that in his time that he will make all things beautiful? Oh, the Spirit of God. I just believe it's stirring our hearts tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on tonight. Believe. You know, if you can do this and believe and begin to build, you know, an altar of praise, like the Bible says, God doesn't dwell in our complaints. God dwells in our praise. If you can stop complaining and start releasing praise, oh, your life will never be the same. Paul and Silas in the prison. In the middle of the night, they decided to worship him. If you read history, the way that they were tied was in such a way that their head was between their legs. Try worshiping God like that. Try singing out a song like that. But in the night, even in that position, they decided to release a song. And what happened later was God, who was seated on the throne, he saw this, he heard this, he stepped out. He walked into that prison. He opened that door and those chains. You know, that is what happens when you release praise. When you build an altar of praise, even when you're going down. Tonight, are you ready to say, God? Most of us stick to God when everything goes wrong. We ask for more of him. God has become a first aid kit in our lives. Do you love him for what he does? Or do you love him for who he is? Tonight, I want you to answer this call, that you will be an altar builder. An altar builder of praise. An altar builder of worship. An altar builder of thanksgiving. You're ready. I want you to stretch out, lift up your hands to heaven and say, God, here I am. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, if I've complained. Forgive me. I look around and I see only your goodness. I look in the mirror and I see goodness. I see only goodness. I see favor. I see blessings. And it is so hard for me to lift you up. So prophetically tonight, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm sensing to do this. We're going to build an altar, right? We're going to be altar builders. Can we run to the altar tonight? Can we come to the altar? Can we come forward, you know, just saying, God, I'm ready. We have pastor here. We have, okay, pastor's on the way. Come on, pastor, join us. You know, we're going to pray together and believe tonight. God is excited when he sees altar builders. You know, people who can lift. Oh, my God. Oh, there's something here in the atmosphere. Come on. I want you to speak to him tonight, saying, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready tonight. We're going to pray together and believe. I believe tonight there will be a ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, I want you to lay aside what you think and what you feel. Huh? Tonight, give it all to him tonight. Saying, God, I'm ready. Jesus. Come on, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Come on. First, I want you to just lift it up. Oh, God is here. God is here. God is here. God is here. Oh, I can sense he's walking in this room. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. You know, he will not pass you by. I believe also mantles are released tonight. The prophetic mantle. Dreaming. That some of you are called to dream. Dream, dream, dream. You know, some of you have kept aside your prophetic gift because you made mistakes. Saying, God, I've said things. I thought it was you. You've just kept it aside. But tonight I believe there's a resurrection of those giftings. Oh, there's a resurrection tonight of those giftings tonight. The prophetic. I see the prophetic being released so strongly tonight. Can we pray, Pastor? Can we pray? I want you to just close your eyes and lift your hands to heaven. You know, somebody will come and lay their hands on you. Maybe not even us. Maybe it's the Holy Spirit. But just allow.